You know, I almost pulled out some Santa Claus jokes too.
Good morning. Well, it looks a little goofy around here, and we look a little goofy to one another. And the reason is, it's Holy Humor Sunday. But before we go into a lot of detail on that, and I give you a little background, we have a few announcements. This Tuesday is session meeting at 7 o'clock, and a webinar will be happening, to my knowledge. The webinar is going to be at the Historical Society office. And so if that changes, we'll make sure you get called. I do need to see session members quickly, those of you that are here. The two of you. After church, if we can just meet very quickly so I can talk with you. And this Wednesday, the Village Drummers, along with myself as a facilitator, will be going out to the county care home for a drumming circle with the residents out there. So if you want to come out and have fun with us and laugh some more, get those endorphins going and reduce your stress, come join us. Again, we'll be starting at 2:30 out there. And for those of you that would be interested, next Saturday, the 17th, I'm going to be leading a day retreat. I do need people to sign up, though, because I need a certain number of people. But from 9 to 2, the retreat is Listening for God. It's, a day retreat to discover the ancient practices of Lectio Divina, which is sacred reading of scripture and sacred texts, and learning and practicing centering prayer to deepen your personal prayer life. And there are some handouts on the back, so if you want some more information, please pick one of those up. Anyone is invited to come. If you know someone who might be interested, please let them know. We also welcome our members who are going to be worshiping with us later through our CD ministry here in Woodsfield as well as around the country. I know we send our CDs far and wide, so we welcome them. This, are there any other announcements before I forget? Tuesday at 10 o'clock, Calvary Church, registration at 9. Where's Calvary Church again? St. Clairsville. And that's the spring gathering for the Presbyterian women. So if you're interested, talk to Shirley some more or Mary. Let Earlene heal. She's healing up right now. So any other announcements?
Yes.
Acilla Circle, 12 o'clock at Jerry Lee's. Wednesday. April 15th, Thursday. April 15th is Thursday, which is tax day.
Oh.
For those of you.
Yeah,
circle's on Wednesday the 14th at noon. Are there any other announcements? Welcome. Seriously. This is our second annual Holy Humor Sunday. Holy Humor Sunday has its roots in history. For centuries in Catholic, Orthodox, and Protestant countries, Easter Monday and Bright Sunday, the Sunday after Easter, were observed by the faithful as days of joy and laughter, with parties and picnics to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. Parishioners and pastors played practical jokes on each other, drenched each other with water, don't get any wild ideas, Bob, sang and danced. It was a time for clergy and the lay people of the church to tell jokes and to have fun. The custom of Easter Monday and Bright Sunday celebrations were rooted in the musings of early church theologians like Augustine, St. Gregory of Nyssa, and John Chrysostom. You'll hear his name some more later in the service. That God played a practical joke on the devil by raising Jesus from the dead. Easter was God's supreme joke played on death. Risus Paschalis, the Easter laugh, the early theologians called it. Frowning is hard work. It takes 43 muscles to frown, but only 17 muscles to smile. Smile, you are loved by God. Let the joy begin. Hear these words from John. These sayings I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. Please rise in body, spirit, mind, and heart. Join in our call to worship. This is the time to rejoice.
What better time than now?
Smiling is infectious. You catch it like the flu.
When someone smiled at me today, I started smiling too.
I passed around the corner and someone saw my grin.
When you smiled,
I thought about that smile, then I realized its worth.
A single smile, just like mine, could travel the whole world.
So if you feel a smile begin, don't leave it undetected.
Let's start an epidemic quick and get the world infected.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and laugh in it. Our opening hymn is This Is the Day. Did we find music? All right, we're singing a cappella. This is the day, and we're going to sing this whole thing through twice. So, do we have a beginning pitch? A chance to remember, I'm sorry. People of God, did you hear the one about the crooked painter who watered down his paint on a church steeple?
No.
When the first rain came, it ran off.
No.
She said, repaint and thin no more. A second reminder. One day, God was looking down to earth and saw all the evil going on. He decided to send an angel down to earth to check it out. So he called a female angel and sent her to earth for a time. When she returned, she told God, "Yes, yes, it is bad on earth. 95% bad and 5% good." Well, thought God, maybe I should send down a male angel to get both points of view to be sure. So God called a male angel and sent him to earth for a time. When the male angel returned, he went to God and told him, "Yes, yes, the earth was definitely in decline. 95% bad, 5% good." God said, "This is not good." He would send a letter to the 5% that was good and encourage them, something to help keep them going. Do you know what the letter said? Neither do I. We'll have to work on that. In other words, folks, we're not in that 5%. Ba-dum-bum. Our prayer to remember. Let us pray. Everyone, all together, at the same time, in unison, together. God, help me always to remember Rejoice, for Jesus is risen indeed. Refresh, my body with sound sleep and good eats. Renew my acquaintances and habits of health and hope. Redeemed, know that I am loved forever by the Lord. Review my past lumps and bumps and know I am forgiven. Relate, talk and listen closely to those around me. Restore unto a clean heart, O God. Revive my faith through word and sacrament. Refocus on all the great gifts you, O God, have given me. Remember those special people around me. You are invited now into a time of silence for reflection and prayer. Amen. You are invited yet again to rise in mind, body, or spirit. And we are going to sing God Bless You, Merry Sinner. It is sung to the tune of God Bless You, Merry Gentleman. Now, we will muddle our way through this because we are supposed to be laughing and having a good time today. So rise in body and spirit and heart. And where'd she go? Do we have music?
No.
We have music. And remember, this does not have to be perfect.
Okay. An intro.
Rita.
Read
a Bible if you want to hear the good news. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Luke.
Luke.
Look all around you at all the smiles on your neighbors' faces. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gladys.
Gladys.
Gladys. Sunday, aren't you? Knock, knock.
Who's
there? Oliver.
Oliver who?
All of our joys come from the Lord. Amen.
Bada bing.
Our sermon this morning, if you recall in the history that I gave of Holy Humor Sunday, I gave you the name John Chrysostom. And St. John Chrysostom was born in 347. Let me read you a little bit about John. And then you are going to hear the Easter sermon by John. It is succinct and to the point, and we will step aside from our holy humor part of our worship to remember why we are here each Sunday, why we celebrate not only Easter morning, but the season of Easter throughout our lives. John Chrysostom, again, born in 347 and died in 407. John was born in Antioch, the third city of the Roman Empire. He was a brilliant preacher, which earned him in the 6th century the surname Chrysostom, which literally meant golden-mouthed. He is honored as one of the four Greek doctors of the church. Against his wishes, he was made patriarch of Constantinople in 398. He set about reforming the church and exposing corruption amongst the clergy and in the imperial administration. Mules bear fortunes and Christ dies of hunger at your gate, he is alleged to have cried out. He fell foul of the emperor, Empress Eudoxia, and in spite of the support of Pope Innocent I of Rome, he was sent into exile twice, finally dying of exhaustion and starvation in 409. The Easter sermon of John Chrysostom is still read in many churches, even to this day. This version was prepared, this translation was prepared by André Laverne. Are there any who are devout lovers of God? Let them enjoy this beautiful, bright festival. Are there any who are grateful servants? Let them rejoice and enter into the joy of their Lord. Are there any weary from fasting? Let them now receive their due. If any have toiled from the first hour, let them receive their reward. If any have come after the third hour, let them with gratitude join in the feast. Those who arrived after the sixth hour, let them not doubt, for they shall not be shortchanged. Those who have tarried until the ninth hour, let them not hesitate, but let them come too. And those who arrived only at the 11th hour, let them not be afraid by reason of their delay. For the Lord is gracious and receives the last even as the first. The Lord gives rest to those who come at the 11th hour, even as to those who toiled from the beginning. To one and all, the Lord gives generously. The Lord accepts the offering of every work. The Lord honors every deed and commends their intention. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike, receive your reward. Rich and poor, rejoice together. Conscientious and lazy, celebrate the day. You who have kept the fast and you who have not, Rejoice this day, for the table is bountifully spread. Feast royally, for the calf is fatted. Let no one go away hungry. Partake all of the banquet of faith. Enjoy the bounty of the Lord's goodness. Let no one grieve being poor, for the universal reign has been revealed. Let no one lament persistent failings, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. The Lord has destroyed death by enduring it. The Lord vanquished hell when he descended into it. The Lord put hell in turmoil even as it tasted his flesh. Isaiah foretold this when he said, "You, O hell, were placed in turmoil when he encountering you below." Hell was in turmoil having been eclipsed. Hell was in turmoil having been mocked. Hell was in turmoil having been destroyed. Hell was in turmoil having been abolished. Hell was in turmoil having been made captive. Hell grasped a corpse and met God. Hell seized earth and encountered heaven. Hell took what it saw and was overcome by what it could not see. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are cast down. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life is set free. Christ is risen, and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To Christ be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Our next hymn, Joy to the World, number 533. And you are invited to stand.
Thank you.
this is our time now to talk to God. We've been talking about our laughter, but there's a question for you. Do you know how to make God laugh? Plan your day. Before we begin our prayers, some of you I know are great joke tellers. I usually can't remember a joke unless it's written down. So that's why I have my cheat sheet. But anyone have a good joke that they'd like to share? I knew you would. Yeah. Let's see if this
works.
Susan passed this paper out to me. That was the wrong thing to do to me. Because there's a couple in here we can't pass up today. And I'm going to finish it up with the Out of the Mouths of Kids. But the one, I guess, that I love the best, it says, a drunk who reeked of booze sat down on the bus next to a priest. This heveled man opened a newspaper he carried and began to read. After a while, the drunk turned to the priest and asked, "Hey, Father," he says, "do you know what causes arthritis?" "Of course, my friend," the priest replied, "it's caused by loose living, drinking too much alcohol, smoking, cavorting with wild women, not taking baths and things like that." "Well, I'll be darned," the drunk said, returned to reading his newspaper. "I'm sorry, I came on so strong," the priest apologized. He says, "how long have you had arthritis?" "Well, I don't have it, Father," he says, "but I've been reading here in the paper that your bishop does." And then, of course, the Mother's Dictionary. You guys will love this one. Amnesia. It's a condition that enables a woman who's going through labor to consider a second child. Feedback. The inevitable result when your baby doesn't like straightened carrots. Grandparents, the people who think your children are wonderful, even though they're sure you're not raising them right. Show off, that's the kid that's more talented than yours. And who done it? None of the kids in this house. But from the mouths of kids, it says, "Why did God make mothers?" The kid replied, "To help us out when we were born." "How did God make mothers?" "They used dirt, just like the rest of us." "What did your mom need to know about your dad when she married him?" "She has to know his background. Like, is he a crook? Does he get drunk on beer?" "Why did your mom marry your dad?" My grandma says mom didn't have her thinking cap on. It says a Sunday school teacher asked her children, "How many of you like to go to heaven?" "Man, all the hands went up in the air except little Jimmy." "I'm sorry, I can't." The teacher says, "Why?" And he says, "My mom says come right home after Sunday school."
Well, it is time now for our prayers, joys. Oh, Connell, you had a joke? Okay, come on up. You want to do it from up there? Okay.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Boo.
Boo. Don't cry, it's just a joke.
Very good. Awesome. All right. Anybody else? It's time to share your prayers of joy, thanksgiving, concerns, any that you have this day. Mick. This is is Holy Humor Sunday, not April Fool's Day. That was a really quick response. Any others? Yes.
She's not weight bearing for 6 weeks, which is pretty free. She has a scooter. She puts her knee
she
on
the her scooter.
She's up around the house. She's trying to figure out how to get out the front door without breaking her neck. So she can pedal up, push up the street. So we have to put a padlock on it whenever I go anywhere. But she's doing good.
Good.
Right now, she's doing good. She's got a electric cooling unit on her foot. It looks like a little bucket. You put ice and water in it, and you plug it in, and it's got, looks like a two radiator hoses on it. You get it, you put on, boot on her foot, and it circulates cold water.
Okay.
Instead of having ice packs. So
to keep the swelling down.
Price on that. So but she is doing good. And,
good.
Well, that's when she was getting ready to back sleep. So to give her one maple, she takes it on her hat for
her. She's gone out like a light. Well, good. We're glad that everything went well. And thanks be to God. I know there were quite a few of us holding her in prayer on Friday. So it's good to hear. And we'll try to keep her in line for you on that little scooter.
Good luck.
Any others?
Susan, I like for prayers all week long for people, especially if they're taking the kids to Disney World and on the Disney cruise, which is going to be, and they're flying down and flying back. So maneuvering all of this is going to be a challenge. So they're going to need prayers.
Okay. All right. Pete and Christy are taking the kids down to Disney World.
And then on the Disney cruise.
And then on the Disney cruise, so... Those are not a bad idea. Yeah, no, they're not a bad idea. So. Yes. Dama Burkhart is going to be receiving the Furby Award from OUE for the work that she's done with them and serving on the board of directors sometime this month. So keep your eyes and ears open. So, and congratulations to her. She was on the board for 20 years?
20 years.
Wow. My goodness. Wonderful accomplishment. Any others? Let us get ready to pray. Let's prepare our hearts. Our days are ultimately not in our hands, but in God's. And so in our prayers, we seek not our will, but God's will. And to learn how we can better love one another, no matter what each day brings. God of love and of joy, we are grateful for the gift of laughter, for the gift of seeing ourselves as you see us, and the gift of admitting our weakness and our sin, offering ourselves to you just as we are, knowing that you know us already and accept us and love us. All good gifts truly are from your hand, and we give you thanks today and every day, O Lord. We give you thanks that on this day of Holy Humor, that we remember why we are here, to celebrate the resurrection of your Son, to celebrate the mystery of your work in the world. We give you thanks, O Lord, that through you, you are always creating all things new. Strengthen our faith, deepen our resolve, and give us strength and courage to continue on into uncharted waters, to cast our nets where we've cast them before, but with you and in faith in you, knowing that there is always something new to behold, something new to be found, something new to discover, a transformation to take place through you, O Lord, our living God. Receive our prayers this day, those for our families and friends, those prayers for loved ones as well as friends that have had surgeries or are in the hospital or struggling with an illness, and seek your wholeness and healing, not only just of body, but of mind and spirit. We give you thanks, O Lord, for the many gifts that you give us that we are able to take forward into community and share with others to strengthen them and support them as they grow and become the people that you have created them and us to be. There is so much for us to be thankful for, O Lord. You know all that we praise you for it rests on our hearts that you have created and molded and loved. So receive our prayers, and Holy One, hear our prayers for those that we pray for by name, for Brenda Rice and Bill Rice and Gina Most and Sarah Hall, Glenna Joy Graham, Virginia Lee Morris, Jim Newhart, Reverend Robert Phillips, Sandra Turner, Tom Billings, Mary Jo Hammond, Jack Hammond, Sarah and Sean Galilean, Aiden Russell, Mike Caravelle, Carly Sue Williams, Ashley Shoemaker, John Patster, Mary Morris, Ronald Bob Howell, Linda Hanna, Jennifer Edgel, Monica Long, Rick Williams, Sally Jackson, Lucy Roberts, Gabriel Kayetta, Chuck Henning, Lorraine Patster, Donna Beery, Gloria Jean West Godwin, Mitch Clift, Danny Olam, Bob LaCrone, Isla Forney, Cecile Waters, Bill Hoag, Sherry and Dalton Patterson, Joe Fetty, Mike Hines, Charlotte Schuerman, and all who ask us to pray, O Lord, hear the prayers of our hearts. These prayers we offer, O Lord, in Christ's name, that your glory might be reflected in us. Amen. Amen. The Lord's Prayer, as children hear it. 3-year-old Reese, this is what she hears. Our Father, who does art in heaven, Harold is his name. Another 4-year-old hears these words. And forgive us our trash baskets, as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets. It's always interesting to hear what a child thinks we say. But now let us together pray as Jesus has taught us, praying together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, we have now come to M&M time, money for ministry time. But we have to also look at our money as well with a nice sense of humor. Now, as I said earlier in the service, a friendly reminder, it is tax week this week. And Frank and I yesterday were barreling off to Cambridge so we could get our taxes taken care of. I hope, pray that the e-filing works. But speaking of taxes, here is a joke or a little story about taxes, politicians, children, and religion all rolled into one joke. A little boy wanted $100 very badly, and he prayed for weeks, but he did not get the money. Then he decided to write a letter asking God for the $100. When the U.S. Postal Service received the letter addressed God, USA, they decided to send it to the president. The president was so amused that he instructed his secretary to send the little boy a brand new $5 bill, thinking this gift would appear to be a lot of money to the little boy. Well, the little boy was delighted with the $5 bill when he received it in the mail, and he sat down to write the president a thank you note and a note to God. The note to God had these words: Dear God, thank you very much for sending the money. However, I noticed that for some reason you sent it through Washington, D.C., and those guys deducted $95 in taxes. A little more taxing humor. Father O'Malley answers the phone. Hello? Is this Father O'Malley? It is. This is the IRS. Can you help us? I can. Do you know a Ted Houlihan? I do. Is he a member of your congregation? He is. Did he donate $10,000 to the church? He will. And that being said, one more friendly reminder. We welcome all denominations in our church. $1, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever you would like to give. So at this time, we will share our M&Ms. Let us pray together, saying, The Lord loves a cheerful giver, or a better translation might be, The Lord loves a hilarious giver. Generous God, may we always give to you freely, gladly, and abundantly, out of hearts filled with joy and laughter. Receive all our gifts, time, talent, and money, this Holy Sunday, Lord, and bless them with your abundant love to be shared throughout the world. Amen. Thank you. And now, finally, our top 10 list. You all get to go first.
Nothing inspires me and strengthens my commitment like our annual stewardship campaign.
Oh, I forgot to say, this is the top 10 list of things you'll never hear at church. Continue.
Pastor, we'd like to send you to a preaching seminar in the house.
Since we're all here early, let's start the worship service early. And the number one thing you'll never hear at church.
Hey, it's my turn to set in front of you.
Our closing hymn, our getting up and going home hymn, is number 398, Oh Happy Day.